Hey, fuckers! Welcome to the Mofo Show! God, I sound stupid when I do that, but it makes me happy. So bear with it. Take the pain, people! Holy shit, I have merchandise up on my website, www.mcmofo.com. And people are buying this stuff. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Thank you.
I don't know why you would want to wear any of this stuff. Merchandise marketing. It's just ridiculous garbage.
Ultra sexy makes you look hot.
Yeah, it's not working. I'm trying to do my cool voices, and all I'm doing is making my throat scratch. But I have some magic juice. No, not beer, people. I have to work later. I'm just drinking energy drinks. Check it. Check it out. I would like to personally apologize to Mr. Foxy, to Mr. Chowda, to Mr. Deuce, and Miss Chrissy. They ordered hoodies, and the hoodies hadn't synced. And it was all this, like, smart mumbo-jumbo shit. And I was counting on my man Stitch, oh, my God. You guys, get over to warpedbiker.com. Warpedbiker.com. That's Stitch's website. Stitch is the, he's an amazing tailor. Just does phenomenal work. Works in leather. Works in anything. You know, he's prom dresses, wedding shit. You name it, he'll sew it. But he's done all my leather for me. And I'm eternally thankful. But he also has created all the merchandise that's up there. And coached me through setting up a web store, which I think was going really well until I touched it. And then I touched it and uploaded those hoodies, and the hoodies didn't sync for whatever reason, and you guys had to wait an extra week to get them. And for that, I'm very, very sorry. But I hope you enjoy them when you get them. Thank you for repping the Mofo Show. It's a really big deal. This is a grassroots trying to get it off the ground. And it's going to be people like you wearing t-shirts that generate a little interest. You know, and if they ask you, just tell them, Google the Mofo Show. Google who the fuck is McMofo. Any of these things will get you over to my website. And as always, I beg anyone, somebody, leave me reviews. Review my podcast on Apple. Oh, please, please, please. That would help me so much. That's talking about my mental health status. I need you guys to do this for me so that I don't implode. Speaking of which, I was just talking to my military to VA liaison. Jeez, I don't know what's up with me. Hang on, guys.
Whoa!
Is it working? Does my voice sound sultry? Probably not. Anyways, got a call from Karen, who is my VA to... No. Damn it. Rewind. Military to VA liaison, and she is hooking me up, trying to get me appointments and shit. But it's just so funny how blatant I've got now when people ask me about, you know, my behavioral health. So you had an incident last year? Yeah, I was insane. I got locked up in the Grippy Sock Adventure for 7 days at one, and then went to a 30-day, you know, inpatient at the other. Like, I'm so comfortable throwing this stuff out. Yeah, I had a meltdown and wanted to strangle my battalion commander. Luckily, my back went out, you know. Yeah, and then, you know, I had some suicidal ideations because I was in so much pain, and that was really horrible. And, you know, and I have all these homicidal ideations. I just want to strangle people around me, and, you know, like, stuff just rolls off my tongue. And I just stopped and thought about it for a minute, and I'm like, man, I sound like a motherfucking psycho. But in my mind, I feel, well, fucking normal. It's the rest of you guys that are all fucked up. I'm perfect. The id, the ego, the self, the all being, all knowing. This world fucking revolves around me. If you guys haven't figured this out, this is Mofo's planet, and you all owe me for being allowed to live and operate on my planet. Now, I am going to apologize for the current government structure. I don't control politics. I only control the rest of the world. So, I mean, cut me a fucking break, right? Not going to cut me a break. Cut me a break. God damn it. But back to what's going on in my website world. Check it out. Check it out, y'all. Got a new logo I love. Skull and the handlebars. Be sure to check that one out, right? I got that in the t-shirt and the hoodies. the psychotic with the hot, because I put the hot and psychotic capitalized. I love that one. And, you know, having the yogi on the show, we've put together our yogi and the warrior. We've got one of the yogi and the warrior t-shirts. There's another one that just passed production, but I have to talk to the yogi to make sure I understand which colors that's going to be available in, because if I do this wrong, the yogi will sit down her sage and her peaceful stuff and pick up a hockey stick and proceed to beat me with it. I'm pretty sure. No, I'm totally sure. So, anyways, I got to let her have some input on color and availability. But look forward to that. That should be up, I would think, in the next day or two. Some exciting stuff for us. Some exciting stuff. I'm just so thankful that you guys not only support, but even listen to me and be here. And, man, I'm going to throw a twerk under the bus. Like, just dive bomb him under the bus. Because I got to tell you something. I got a text from this guy yesterday. I'm at work. I'm juggling monkeys. I'm juggling my circus. I'm doing all this shit. And I'm totally busy. And I happen to glance down at my watch and I read this. As I was riding home from Mississippi this weekend, I was thinking how lucky I am that I have found my people. You are part of my people. Dude, how fucking cool is that? And this is from a guy that doesn't talk like that, man. He doesn't say shit like that to people. And I think that makes it hit even harder. But when he made that statement, you know, I found my people, right? You guys are my people. You listen to me. And I want to be your people, because I think a lot of us are sharing very similar things with different inputs, right? I mean, one of the things that always drove me nuts is when people try to validate or quantify their PTSD, right? Oh, yeah, you know, I have PTSD, but nothing like yours. How do you know yours isn't worse than mine? Just because I was in combat doesn't mean my PTSD is any better, harder, worse, whatever. We all process trauma in different ways. Foxy's my best friend, right? And Foxy and I were in the fire department together. He's a paramedic, very accomplished paramedic, emergency medical director. Like, he's worn so many freaking hats. I'm speaking for him, but his passion, I think, really lies in education, teaching his craft, and he's phenomenal at it. And I've been lucky enough to work with him in the teaching realm. We did a lot with extrication. He would bring his intro to ambulance service kids over to the fire department while we were chopping up cars, and we'd make mock car crashes. But Foxy, having been a medic for God knows how long, and of course, prior to that, Blue Cord brother, I mean, the infantrymen, you know, we find each other. We're like magnets out there. But he's been a paramedic, a firefighter for fucking decades. Like, I'm not going to throw him under the bus and say he's fucking old, but I'm pretty sure Jesus was a private when he started out in the military. So he and I, we have some heart-to-hearts around the campfire now and then. And the shit that he has seen, the shit that he has shared with me, like, I've never experienced any of that. And on top of it, it's not just that he's seeing it, like, he's responsible for it. Once you call 911, you're it. When he shows up, like, that's, he doesn't have a 911 to call. He is 911. Granted, you call in a helicopter or some other shit, but I mean, like, you've got to deal with it when you're there. So not only does he see horrific, tragic things, he's responsible for trying to make that situation improve. Now, I'm using strong words that he's going to come back and correct me on. You know, like, he's not responsible for it. But I mean, when you think about the emotional toll, you show up programmed to help, I think you inherently put that responsibility on yourself. Like, you know, I need to help this person. And you can't help everybody. Some people are just too far gone, right? And it's not just from a injury or well, it is an injury, but you know, it's not from a physical ailment. Sometimes it's from a mental ailment, you know, and we just can't save everyone. All we can do is do the best we can one at a time. But anyways, I'm just rambling off topic because we all know that's what I do. But you think about his trauma. You know, you think about the calls that are in his head, the ones that he remembers, the one that, you know, when he turns off the lights, the faces that creep out of the dark for him. If we wanted to rate those, I would give his, you know, an 11 out of 10, right? And I would give mine a 6 out of 10. But then we could introduce test subject C, and their trauma could have been so much more. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's what... Comparing it doesn't do us any good. Comparison is has nothing to do with this. It's the impact it has on us personally and emotionally. I don't even know how I got on this. What was I talking about that I got into this? I think it was started out with Yogi beating me with a hockey stick, and now I'm like trying to solve the trauma scale of perceptibility here. I just made that up, so... anybody writing a book, go ahead and give me credit for whatever it was I just said that I already forgot. Having ADD is just a motherfucker, right? Like, I get so excited. Yeah, it's so hard to explain. I actually posted a really cool video on Facebook last week, I think, that showed somebody with ADD, you know, and he needed to get a screw. So he went out to the garage to get a screw and found two things that weren't where they were supposed to be and brought them over to this other thing to put them there and found this and that needed to go over there. And I mean, by the time he was trying to get the screw to fix something, he is like sitting there with the car engine in six pieces, crying in the middle of the floor. You know, like, that's how this shit happens. It's absolutely and utterly insane. And I do it on my show. Like, I really probably should outline these and like have topics and like try to stay on task, but I think it's more fun to just kind of torture you guys. And what the hell, like, some of you guys are even buying t-shirts, so it can't be that bad. Or is it that bad and you're just all feeling sorry for me? Here we go with self-esteem today, right? Like, I'm not a podcaster. I don't know what I'm doing. I shouldn't be doing this. The only times I thought about, like, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is silly. But luckily, I got some really solid, supportive people in my life that are like, keep doing this shit. Grind. Right? Just talk. People want to hear what you have to say. I don't know why you guys want to hear what I have to say. I try to give you value, and by value, I just really try to be honest and open, and then I try to be funny, and sometimes I'm probably funny, and sometimes I'm probably not even remotely funny, but wow. I have ADD'd myself. Like, I honestly feel like I need to stop this podcast, go back and re-listen to it, and try to remember what the fuck was my point, what the fuck was I supposed to be talking about. I don't know. Welcome, my world. This is a great hockey game on last night. And I think it is the best loss I've ever seen the Minnesota Wild have. And I don't think I've ever been as entertained or as happy in the last 90 seconds of a period. It was insane. I don't know, you know, maybe a couple of you guys watched it, maybe you didn't. It's definitely one of those games that you want to turn off, right? Playing the Winnipeg Jets. Their rival, we got some bad blood in there. The infamous Superman punch from Foligno was against the Winnipeg Jets. I can't remember if it was who it was he was fighting. Anyways, doesn't matter, right? All you need to know if you don't watch hockey is it was getting real chippy. Real chippy, right? It was a one-goal lead. Wild have potential to get home field advantage or, you know, home ice. But Winnipeg's on the line to secure a wild card spot, right? So this game matters to both of them. It obviously matters more to one than the other, but, you know, hey, who doesn't want home ice? That's an advantage. So they're going. I don't remember the name of the schlep that cross-checked, not Duhame, Johansson. Johansson. Cross-checked Johansson into the boards, under the rib cage, probably cracked a couple of his ribs, right? And they gave him the 5-minute major, but there was literally 46 seconds left in the game, so who really gives a shit? And at this point, we're still in the fight. There's 46 seconds left. My coach, Dean Evason, my coach of my Minnesota Wild, says fuck it and puts out the fourth line. Now, for those of you that aren't hockey fans, the fourth line are the ones that just, they're out there to grind and lay hits, lay the lumber. And Minnesota's had a spectacular fourth line all year with the addition of Ryan Reeves. Ryan Reeves is one of hockey's bad boys. Love him or hate him, you have to admit, you don't want to be on the ice with him because he will run you the fuck over. And when it comes time to Chuck Knuckles, nobody does it like Revo. He is a big man, and he will fuck you up. So Dino plops his fourth line. Now, we're coming up. I mean, there's like two games left in the season, or one game left in the season. It's the last home game. Right now, everybody's trying to conserve their players for the playoffs, right? Because they got to keep going now. And, I mean, the playoffs take 2 months if you're on a good run. And Dino is like, fuck it, puts the fourth line out. And that means one thing. Revo is going to get fucking revenge for that little cocksucker that fucking cross-checked Johansson into the boards. A cheap shot, right? The Jets coach stands on the bench, stands up on his bench and stares down Dino like, are you fucking serious? And, like, you can read lips on this guy. This is bullshit. You know, and he's trying to get Dean to look at him, and Dean just doesn't give a fuck because he just set Revo loose, right? And Foligno, my boy Foligno, starts yelling at their coach, fuck off, you little, you know, and you can read the lips pretty good. And so he's going back and forth with Foligno, and Dino's just, like, looking at his nails, letting it go. And, of course, they fucking drop the puck and out kind of chuck the fucking gloves. And the big boys are in motion, and I fucking loved it. Best loss ever. Just to see Dino make that statement of fuck you. I don't give a shit about home ice as much as I give a shit about what you just did. And you will not get away with that when you play the Minnesota Wild. That was so fucking cool. Like, I want, like, a t-shirt of Dino with a Pope hat on, like the almighty Dino. Like, that was just, to me, one of the most don't give a fuck moments ever. And I love don't give a fuck moments, and I think that's probably one of my biggest problems. Is I think there is a good place for violence in life, right? I think some motherfuckers just need to get popped in the mouth. And I love that sometimes it matters, right? And when I say that, like, it's not the smart play. It's a really dumb play. But sometimes you just got to make a fucking statement. Sometimes you just got to chuck knuckles and pop a motherfucker in the mouth. Whether it's figuratively, whether it's literally, sometimes it's worth revenge. I can hear the yogi all the way over at her hair salon right now going, oh my God, shut up. But this is why they feed me antipsychotics, so I don't do this stuff. But I still fantasize about it a lot. The antipsychotics make me more chill because I'm like, I want to put the fourth line in right now. No. I'm gonna leave the first line out, and they're gonna play their hearts out to score and win. or actually maintain and tie. That's cool. That's the right thing to do. Nope. Fuck it. Drop on the fourth line. And, like, not even having the courtesy to acknowledge the outrage. Like, that was my favorite part about it, was Dino just, like, he's like, fuck you. Fourth line's out. I'm not even going to talk to you. I'm not going to argue with you. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Here we go. Oh, God, that made me so happy. So now I'm sitting here thinking to myself, is this what's wrong with me? Is this the problem with Scotty? The mofo has lost his shit yet again because he's out telling the world to put the fourth line in. My fourth line is better than your fourth line. God, I love energy drinks. They're so good. I know they're horrible for me. I know that they're making me fat, and I know that they're doing terrible things to different parts of my body. And I wish I could quit. But it's the only caffeine delivery system that works for me, right? Like, I don't know why I can't drink coffee regularly. I like coffee, but I can't drink it regularly. But I can put down two or three energy drinks. Like nothing. Just doom, doom, doom. Gets me a little energy. Gets me a little fired up. Gets me talking a little bit. Gets my brain going. Starts firing on a couple cylinders. I can accomplish tasks. Plural. And get them done. So good. So good. What's it like to be organized? I would love for someone to hop on and discuss what it's like to be organized, to have lists, to have goals, to know what you're doing from moment to moment instead of thinking, fuck it, fourth line. I don't know if I want to know what that life's like. Gator ain't about that shit. Yeah, maybe Gator's not. Maybe Derek Jeter is the biracial angel. $10 if you get the reference there. I'm losing my shit on a random Wednesday afternoon. I have to work at 3, and that's like just throwing me off. Like, I sort of have a morning off, but I didn't because we had a meeting, and then, of course, I had this big phone call from the VA, and now I'm talking to you or rambling on while you are listening. I'm happy you guys are my friends. I'm happy you guys listen to me. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you guys occasionally can find value in things I say. It gives me purpose. It gives me motivation. It gives me direction. But I got 3 hours, and it's 70 degrees out. I think you all know what I'm going to do before work. Kick them tires, light them fires, go fast, don't die, and remember, safety third.